This is America Weekend. I am Paul Harris. That music, of course, is the theme song to the Fox TV series American Idol, which has been on the air for over a decade now. They've seen their ratings drop ever since Simon Cowell ran off to do his show, The X Factor, not to mention competition from NBC's The Voice. And now they've got more troubles in Idol land, a lawsuit that was filed this week by an attorney by the name of James Freeman on behalf of 10 former American Idol contestants, all of them African-American, all of them claiming that they were kicked off the show and exploited because they were black. Eric Gardner is a senior editor for The Hollywood Reporter, who has been covering this story, so I've asked him to join us today and explain what the heck is going on in Idol land. Eric, welcome to America Weekend.
Thanks for having me.
The claim that the show is racist, wouldn't the producers only have to say, an African-American woman, Candace Glover, won our most recent season? The defense rests, Your Honor.
Sure. They could also say Ruben Stoddard was one of the first to win the program. I think it's pretty clear that the plaintiffs have a tough time ahead of them.
Okay. What is their actual claim?
Well, the claim revolves around the way that they were disqualified during the heat of the competition. Apparently, all of these contestants had some history with the law. And some of their records were expunged. Others were very minor infractions where no charges were brought. But during the course of the competition, after they had got in their so-called golden ticket to Hollywood to compete on the show, at some point during the show, they were told that they could no longer compete, that there was something going on that disqualified them from participating in the show.
You mentioned the golden ticket, which, of course, is what they call it on the show as well, which for a lot of people reminds us of Willy Wonka and the Chocolate Factory. And this attorney, James Freeman, uses that in his lawsuit paperwork, doesn't he?
Absolutely. He alleges that this was all a fraud, that they had to sign these onerous contracts, which is probably the case. They did have to sign away a lot of their rights when agreeing on the show. And they were promised a lot. They were promised the Chocolate Factory. They were promised the gold. They were promised the chance to compete for prizes that could have amounted to millions of dollars, and it was all taken away from them. And in some respects, you can understand why these contestants would be frustrated, especially since a lot of them never really got great proper exclamations about why they were booted off the show.
Is there something in the American Idol contract or even in the application that you fill out when you go to whatever stadium or arena in your town is hosting the auditions for that season? Is there something in that paperwork that asks you before you even get to the front of the line, have you ever been arrested?
Yes, there are some checks. You have to be forthright about a criminal background. There are certain regulations in certain states that prevent employers from being able to ask about criminal history or certain kinds of criminal history. And then there are kind of gray lines where if you get arrested but no charges are brought, or if the charges are later expunged, do you have to admit that? A lot of people are very confused about what to do in those circumstances. But in this lawsuit, you know, some of them said that they were forthright and upfront, and they did say that they did tell producers about their backgrounds, and it was only in the middle of the competition that they were thrown off the show, and that all of their criminal history was dredged up. They also point to other contestants, non-black contestants, who also had criminal backgrounds and yet were not disqualified. Some of those contestants were actually convicted of much more serious charges than they were.
You know, that question of have you ever been arrested reminds me of years ago when I was doing a contract negotiation with a radio station, and the contract they had said, you know, that I could be fired for cause if I was ever arrested for something. And I told them, I will not accept that. If you change that to convicted of, and it's, you know, an offense big enough that you can get rid of me, that's fine. But anybody can be arrested for anything in this country. Is that what some of these people are claiming? Hey, I may have been arrested, but I wasn't convicted.
Well, I think that to a certain extent that there are larger issues out there about employment and criminal history and a lot of these contestants, just reading their stories, you feel some sympathy for them. You're in the wrong place at the wrong time, and the police, might bring a charge or might talk to you about a charge, and all of a sudden you're in the midst of a proceeding that seemingly never ends. I think a lot of these contestants, though, their gripes go a little bit beyond that by saying that producers were aware of this, that they never had any consistent standards for their disqualification, and that they were exploited, that a lot of their criminal backgrounds were leaked to the media, that their story was kind of plastered all over TMZ and Smoking Gun and all of those websites. That's not to say that their claims are going to be victorious, that they're going to add up to $25 million each and all that. But you certainly can find some sympathy for many of these plaintiffs.
$25 million each?
Yes, absolutely. That's what they want. It adds up to $250 million for each of the 10 of them. But let's keep in mind that this is also a class action lawsuit that's supposed to represent every single young African American who has been on the program, and there's been about 300 of them, and including the ones who actually won the show. Theoretically, at least, a lot of money at stake.
I see some numbers here. I'm looking at a website that has some numbers about this. It says 41 of the show's 143 finalists have been black. That's almost a third. It's about 30% or so. It says, by those numbers, that means that American Idol is not racist by double, considering that 13% of the U.S. population is black and 30% of the finalists are black. So how can they really make this a racist claim? I can see them making the claim that, hey, you know what, you didn't treat me honestly when it came to my rap sheet. But when you talk about whether it's racist or not, as we pointed out, you've had a couple of African-American winners on the show. You've had lots of them getting to the finals. I'm curious what other African-Americans who got even into the top 10 would say about something like this.
Well, I would say to that, there are African Americans on the Supreme Court at the moment. There's one who's the President of the United States, but that doesn't necessarily mean that there's no discrimination out there at large. Maybe many of these contestants can say that the odds were stacked against their favor, that it was a little bit more difficult for them, a black contestant did have a criminal history, that the network and the producers wanted to use that to gin up ratings. That's at least what they're claiming. I'm not sold on that, but that's, at least what they're trying to make the case about.
I want to go back to one thing you mentioned, that they say, the story got out to TMZ and others about their history. The producers of American Idol don't control the rest of the media. They don't tell the rest of the media what to report. But these people who are filing this lawsuit, they're claiming that by just releasing this information about why these contestants were let go, that in itself led to this negative publicity against them, and that was racist?
Well, the contestants say that during the course of the show, many of them were disqualified. They weren't even given explanations about what had happened, and that the contestants would make phone calls to no avail, and then a few days later they would see their name and mugshots plastered over the web. What they think happened was that to save face, the producers would leak some of their background to selected media outlets to embarrass and shame them.
Interesting. I'm reading a quote here by Melinda Doolittle, who was on the show in season 6, and by the way, who I thought was fantastic. She's she was a great backup singer, but I guess she couldn't get America to vote for her, which is, again, not the producer's fault. But she says she's shocked to see such allegations. Quote, in my experience on the show, the Idol team strives to champion everyone, regardless of race. Will people like Melinda Doolittle count as witnesses for the defense here?
Uh, eventually, if it gets to trial, certainly the defendants can bring other contestants and other experts who will say that there was no discrimination happening. But I seriously question whether this case is actually even going to get that far.
Yeah, I doubt it, too. Eric, I appreciate your time today. Thanks so much for joining me.
Thank you.
Eric Gardner is a senior editor for The Hollywood Reporter, covering the story of American Idol being sued by 10 former contestants. I'm Paul Harris. This is America Weekend.